Got a question for you guys this morning. Do any of you have a dog or a cat at home? Yeah? Do you think your dog or your cat loves you? You do? Anybody else? You have a dog? Does your dog love you? You don't know? How do you know if your dog loves you? Why do you think he loves you? You do a lot of stuff with him, you train him, you love him. So maybe he loves you because you love him, huh? Well, I have a dog at home, and my dog, pretty sure my dog loves me, but my dog loves me extra whenever I have food. But I'm pretty sure the dog probably loves me extra because it wants to make sure that I'm chewing my food, right? Is that why? Yeah? What else could it be? The dog wants my food? That could maybe be it. So, do you think my dog loves me because it wants my food, so it wants to do something that I'm doing? Maybe that? It wants to eat my food, right? That's interesting because that's a lot like today's scripture. In today's passage, Jesus was preaching to people, and he kept saying the word blessed. He kept saying, blessed are these people. Well, everything that he was saying is things that he does, right? So they're blessed when they follow him, when they act like him. You like your dog? And the more we know about God and the more that we follow him, the more that we're likely to receive those blessings. Does anybody know what the word blessed means? What do you think blessed means? A little bit? What do you think it means, Ellie? Love? Close? Yeah. Blessed can mean joy or happiness. So happy are the people that follow Jesus. Happy are the people that act like Jesus. Happy is our dog when they get some of our food, right? Okay. Let's say a quick prayer. Dear God, thank you for Jesus who reminds us that we need to want what you want, and it is a blessing that we can share this world with everyone. Thank you, and amen.